Constantine Augustus and Licinius Augustus met so happily at Milan and considered together all that concerned the interest and security of the state, we decided to grant the Christians and to everybody the free power to follow their religion of their choice, in order that all that is divine in the heavens may be favorable and propitious towards all who are placed under our authority. Edict of Milan, 313 AD. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul, and I was doing a Google search recently that started with the words, "Did Emperor Constantine?" You can imagine my surprise when one of the first autofill suggestions finished this as, "Start the Catholic Church." Curious, I chose that option and was even more surprised to find numerous articles claiming that he did, in fact, invent the Catholic Church himself. It seemed an especially popular theory among Christian fundamentalists and many atheists, a rare time when these two agree. He did not, of course, start the Catholic Church, which was instituted by Jesus and first overseen and spread by his apostles. In this episode, I want to debunk this myth, which is apparently more widespread than I would have ever imagined. Now, I'm not going to go into a detailed biography of Constantine here. That might be something good to do later. But rather, we'll only mention some of the points about his life that are important to the question that we're looking at. In 312 AD, Constantine was co-emperor of the Western Roman Empire with his brother-in-law Maxentius. On October 28th of that year, they faced off in the Battle of the Milvian Bridge, which resulted in Maxentius' defeat and death, and left Constantine sole emperor of the Western Empire. He would defeat the Eastern Empire, Licinius, in 324. The myth that Constantine started the Catholic Church has its beginnings here, because the night before the battle, he had a vision that convinced him to fight under the protection of the Christian God. He reportedly saw either a cross or the Kairos symbol, which is the first two letters of the Greek word for Christ, and the phrase, quote, "Through this sign you shall conquer," end quote. He had his men mark their shields with the Cairo, marched into battle, and did indeed conquer. Now, it's generally accepted that Constantine became a Christian as a result of this encounter, though he did not publicly declare himself a Christian until he issued the Edict of Milan in 313 AD. The Edict of Milan is where the basis for the myth we're debunking really takes off, as the myth states that it was this edict that invented the church. It did not. It gave Christianity legal status and ended government persecution. The Edict of Milan also did not make Christianity the official religion of the empire, as many mistakenly believe. This didn't occur until 67 years later with the Edict of Thessalonica in 380 AD. The Catholic Church as we know it clearly existed before Constantine. There had already been 31 successors of St. Peter as Pope. Pope Miltiades was pope at the time of the Edict of Milan. Bishops were already affirming core doctrines in writing long before Constantine was even born, including Justin Martyr's defense of baptismal regeneration in his work First Apology, which was written between 155 and 157 AD, and St. Ignatius of Antioch's statement that the Eucharist is truly the body and blood of Christ in paragraph 7 of his letter to the Smyrnians, written around 110 AD. Finally, that same letter from Ignatius to the Christians in Smyrna contains a passage that by itself should be enough to put the myth that Constantine started the church to rest. In paragraph 8, he wrote this, quote, "Where the bishop is present, there let the congregation gather. Just as where Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church," end quote. The Catholic Church. Ignatius calls the church by that name a full 162 years before Constantine is born, and 213 years before the Edict of Milan. That alone makes saying Constantine invented the Catholic Church as ludicrous as me saying that I invented baseball. for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. Thanks a lot.